We've got socks that, I mean, if I a few more loads and it'll become sentient.
Daddy! Like, ooh.
In the incinerator you go, son.
Not again.
There.
I'm Ben, and welcome to Quarter Life Quandary Podcast. We'll be chatting about life, relationships, events, and experiences, and anything in between. Joined with Katie and Aaron in this, our Quarter Life Quandary.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are we all doing?
Grand. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. Feels like it's been forever since we've last chatted.
It kind of has.
It's been a good couple of weeks.
I mean, we're turning into a monthly podcast now.
I mean, I personally have been trying to fit an entire year's worth of plans in like 3.5 months. And
that's fair.
I regret it wholeheartedly. I'm very tired, but yeah, I've just not been about.
Yeah, I apologise to Simon, our listener.
Why has his name changed?
Not being as regular. Ben.
What?
Fillerin. Come on, it changes every time.
Yeah, we've discussed this already.
Who the fuck is we?
You need to keep notes, Kay.
You were there. You were there when the discussions took place.
I mean, probably. In body, alone.
So what you guys been doing?
Well, we just got back from a little trip to the seaside.
Yeah, man. In October, for
some best time of year for the seaside.
Hey, you say this, but then again, our first day there, the Friday, the weather was good. The full day we had there, the Saturday, was terrible, and then the day we were coming home, also good.
Also terrible, to be fair. It got bad.
It got bad towards the end.
We were basically like gale force wind, winded back to the car.
I mean, I don't want to sound bitter, but I didn't get an invite, so fuck your holiday.
Oh, we should have bought Ben. We could have done a remote podcast.
I mean...
Live from the Windy Shack.
Do you know what remote means? That is less remote than any of the podcasts I think we've done today, except that one under that sheet and the drawing rack.
Technically, remote is anything away from where we usually do it.
I guess.
I mean, because we always do it in a 4-star recording studio.
Of course.
Shut up. Don't shatter the illusion, Ben.
I'm not using possibly the cheapest microphone to exist. Here's the instruction manual, just an excerpt from the instruction manual. I say instruction manual. I mean instruction.
Can you say it one more time?
Square? Like an inch? No.
What was it again? Just for the eighth time.
Look, yeah. I said it wrong 7 times. The eighth had to count for something. Right. How can I do when the microphone cannot be used? And then it has troubleshooting instructions.
Plug in.
Just how can I do when the microphone cannot be used?
They're normally the best.
Hmm.
I mean, my whole microphone setup's about £12.
Check whether the mic mute of the online control is open for not.
Chinglish is okay. You can understand what they're trying to say.
That one got me, to be fair. Yeah, there is about 38 words of information on this user manual.
And somehow it's working.
Why didn't I say user manual? Why did I... Oh. Fuck.
You are a user. And it is the manual.
Oh.
I've been doing a social psychology course.
Oh, actually?
Yeah, I'm doing a free one online. Because that's how bored I am on the way to work.
I mean, you drive to work.
No, a half and half.
Oh, I was going to say, there's multitasking and whatever the fuck that is.
Nah, car and tube. So, I worked out today that I spend over 3 hours a day travelling now.
Jesus, that is... no.
Long as fuck.
Yeah, would not.
Have you been making sure to read your user manual?
My instructions? Instructions?
No, you mean your destructions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're engineers, Ben. It's destructions.
I stuttered one damn time. Well, seven.
I stutter all the time, so, you know, fuck me, I guess.
Did I fucking stutter?
This is really interesting. I would recommend anyone to take this little course that I'm doing.
Kind of want to. Give me the...
It is a horrible insight into your own mind.
Put the details in the description.
I will. I totally will. And you might actually have to go and look in the description for once. It is interesting, though. And it's like, it's something I've been interested in anyway, so it's some of it I already knew, and some of it's like, it makes a lot more sense now I've actually read it in a proper format.
I did, like, psychology and sociology in college, and it was genuinely the most interesting course, and I do not know why I did not go further with it.
I mean, if you did it in college, then you probably already passed the level that I'm looking at.
Oh, yeah.
This is like an introduction to psychology.
Yeah, it was
social psychology.
Super, super interesting.
So what I've been learning about today was the spotlight effect and the illusion of transparency.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
So it's like why we feel more self-conscious about doing something, but no one can really tell.
Yeah.
So they use the example of you wake up with sticky hair, like sticky up hair, and then you don't have time to get a shower or comb it, so you run out the door, and then all day you're self-conscious about your hair sticking up.
Yeah.
And no one says anything. So are they just being nice, or did they not really notice? But you still feel shit inside all day because you're like, you know it's there.
Yeah. I am a massive sufferer of that. All the time. Less so as an adult than I was as a kid. I was very, very paranoid about it as a kid. But I was also like no one's favourite person in school. So I just thought everyone hated me anyway. So it just fueled the fire.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But then I was just, yeah, you kind of like, it explains all of like the studies that have been done for it and, you know, how they had people go and do speeches in front of their classmates and then the class rated how good their speech was and how nervous they seemed compared to how nervous the speaker felt. And they were like, most of the time, and there is a significant percentage here that shows it's not just correlation
but causation as well,
yeah, that most people feel more nervous than they actually appear to be, because then obviously you get into that cycle of, oh, I must look really nervous, now I feel even more nervous,
for sure, 100%.
And they're like, most people can't even notice.
Yeah, the thing is, I never just like carry on when I'm nervous. I just completely close off.
You don't need to.
I know, but that's much easier said than done. Like,
definitely.
It's like, oh, you're sad. Don't be. That's what that feels like.
No, I get it.
No, I want to do it. Where did you find it?
I was literally... I applied for a job a little while ago, like a new job.
Oh, yes.
And a part of that, it was need to do like a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
So I started looking for mini courses on PowerPoint presentation because I hadn't done one for easily 14 years.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, maybe like a few key skills will help me out here. And I found a whole list of courses that were offered by universities and Google and Barclays and all this stuff. So, and that was one of them listed. So I just bookmarked it and was like, I'll look at you later.
Oh, cool. I have some stuff I need to do that with. I'm such an absolute nightmare for going, oh, I'm going to save that to look at it later. Am I fuck? I'm not going back to that. I'm going to forget.
Like, I forget how many I've got, but I do eventually go back and have a look and find loads of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fun.
Hmm. How are you doing over there, Aaron? You
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm, you know, doing what I do. Stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah, no, other than that, yeah, just we had a good time at the seaside, and yeah.
We did have a good time at the seaside.
It
was
good to just relax and chill, which is exactly.
So what brought on this little impromptu holiday?
Ha-ha, great question.
Well, basically, I should still at this time be living the Vida Loca in Florida. But, yeah, so that obviously got cancelled. And, yeah, so rather than not do anything with my time off, which I decided to still take, I was just like, I'll do some little mini holiday, like a little mini break. And take my friends, so. So, yeah, I decided to keep the time off from work and just get like a little mini break in. So, yeah, decided to take my friends along with me so they can suffer my my company even when we're not out and about. And all is well. All is good in the world.
It sounds like you had a lovely time.
It was charming.
It sounds like this is going to be one of these technical issue podcasts.
It's always technical.
Oh God, why is my thing not working?
So, have you been following the news?
Regarding
the latest expose.
Expose of
the rich and famous.
Who are we referencing here, Ben?
The Pandora Papers. No,
I'm going to say no. Probably not. Oh. Is this more leakages that shouldn't have been leaked? And
oh yeah, have you been following it?
Following it, and
oh thank God someone has.
They do be fucked. Hasn't Mark Zuckerberg getting boosted down to only the 8th richest person in the world. My heart bleeds for him.
Amateurs can fucking suck it.
Yeah, the his exposure caused him to drop 5 places or something.
Aww.
I know, poor Zucky Wucky.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing that's astounding to me more than this leak is they're trying to cover it up with this Insulate Britain bollocks, saying how they're going to block and make sure that people can't protest and block their valuable silent workers, yeah. But they apparently can't do anything about all of their buddies hiding money in tax havens. Literally.
It's just a rich man's club. A rich boys' club.
Of course it is. And ladies. There's ladies involved.
I mean, I feel like they are outnumbered.
I would say so.
They go knocking the ladies. They have worth 2.
No, we're not. I'm just saying, you know.
You know what you're doing. Shut up.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. And You know, I'm trying to add some zazz to the podcast, okay?
Zazz. But yeah, it's hard to Google it. Not a lot comes back when a lot should be out there.
So I'm looking at a rundown from The Guardian. So the most significant offshore leak was 2016, which was the Panama Papers. And it was 2.6 terabytes of data leaked.
Jesus.
And then following year saw the release of the Paradise Papers, which was 1.4 terabytes of data. So the only person who's new to this that's causing this is you, Katie.
What do you mean?
Because me and Aaron was talking on this platform for, 30 minutes before you turned up?
Yeah, it wasn't recording, though.
So?
I mean, that's a fair point.
We were talking for a little while in the lobby, and it only just started happening when it started recording. There's more than one variable here.
No, there's not. It's all you.
It was you. You're the beer thief.
Get out of my sandwich.
What are you doing in my house?
I want waffle fries. Everything in my life is just a regurgitated TikTok at this point.
Were you? Sorry.
Right,
I was trying to say it. Yeah, stonk. I was trying to say, were you affected by the lockout of Facebook yesterday and then locked in place?
It took me some time to... Well, I only noticed because The Guardian told me.
It looked like you were going to have a breakdown in the castle, I ain't going to lie.
No. The breakdown I was having was that I wasn't on my phone and you were for 2 hours. Exclusively, we went down to the pub together. No one was at the pub. No one was there. It was just me watching Aaron be on his phone.
You really need to stop that, Aaron.
All right, jeez, man, I didn't realise this was a de-escalated into a bash Aaron podcast.
You were so into whatever you were doing on your phone that I told you exactly what you were doing. You went.
To be fair, that does sound like me.
it's not the first time we brought it up.
All right, I've been trying to get better. I've been trying to kick the habit, and it's been getting there.
It's just the tiki talks, man.
It is the tiki talks. They're like crack, and you just keep going. You're like, I want better crack.
To be fair, do you remember when I was trying to get you to use TikTok?
Yeah, see, you've only got yourself to blame.
No, but do you remember how against it you were?
Yeah, exactly, because I knew what a slippery slope it would have been.
No, you didn't. You said it was a kids app for kids.
To be fair, that is how it's kind of plastered out there as a kids app for kids.
Well, I don't really know what... like content they're getting, because I hope it's not the same content I'm getting.
Yeah, that's my also concern.
Because I am like Kink Talk comes up a lot.
Oh yeah, we're all on the Kink Talk, Katie. It's okay.
Oh yeah.
But like, I don't want 11-year-olds on Kink Talk.
But what Kink Talk are you on? That's the real question.
Mostly Shibari at the moment.
Oh okay.
You sound pleasant. What? What's that reaction?
Mine's varied. I get some weird shit.
I mean, yeah. I don't get a lot of kink talk, to be fair. I get a little bit of kink talk because people have like sent me videos that have affected my algorithm. But I just get weird shit, man. I get all the fucking... the girls, the gays, just... doing gay shit, man.
It's all right to do gay shit.
I know.
I love doing that to you because you're just like,
trying to be an ally.
Yes.
An ally.
What? You have a go at me about being very close-minded. As soon as I go, oh yeah, you know, maybe you should be a bit more, you know, open.
You're
to
not
that.
Close-minded. You're just a lunatic. Like you're just goofy. You also came up in my field of vision while perusing social media. It hasn't come up in a while. The fucking Wayfair thing is coming back.
The Wayfair thing?
The big fuck off conspiracy theory. Did you miss that?
I did see that.
Season?
Yeah.
Where the whole internet was gaining traction again. Yeah, the whole internet was convinced that Wayfair was like trafficking kids.
Well, I mean, Wayfair. Some of them was making sense. Do you not even go on the internet, Aaron?
Yeah, no idea. Like, give me the basic gist. So
Wayfair's a furniture shop.
Think Wish, but furniture.
Okay, right.
It was something along the lines of they were selling like a cushion for 12 grand on their website just randomly when nothing else was like at that price point. They've later gone on to say, oh, it's so that it doesn't, no one buys the last one and it doesn't show it out of stock or some shit. But people were convinced that because they had kids, they had people's names, like in the same way IKEA has their names. And all the names matched up with missing children. And
is this like, oh, Jeremy is currently watching this?
No, so like it was like the Jessica cushion cover or the Monica table
or
and
the
chairs.
Maddie.
Yeah, it would have names, and the descriptions would be kind of off. Like there was a children's clothes section, and it was I think like £15,000 for these kids' clothes. And it was like Jason, 9.5, male, US. And they just basically thought it was a way to advertise to certain people what they had in terms of humans.
I'm with you. Yeah.
And it got fucking huge, to be fair.
Yeah, I remember looking at a few snapshots and it was a bit weird.
If you let yourself get too far into it, you'd start believing it.
I mean, one of them I was looking at was like a wardrobe, and they had like the picture of the person next to it, and it was a bit weird.
Yeah, there was either people that really believed it or just really didn't believe it. There was no sort of like, this could be possible, maybe. No, there was none of that. It was very, very passionate on both sides of this. To be fair, I watched some very, very convincing videos. And after watching the likes of, like, Don't Fuck With Cats, kind of makes you think, the internet are good at solving things.
So I'm reading a news article right now about the false conspiracy. Apparently the one that I was actually reading, the girl who was missing wasn't actually missing. She was never missing in the first place. She went on Facebook Live to say, I'm not missing.
Oh my God. Oh no, I think I remember that because people in the comments were like, no, she's acting like this. And we said, she started doing more videos and we told her to wear red in the next video if she was in danger. But then she'd be wearing a bunch of different colours. Like there's a lot of correlation going on and no actual facts. But it's an interesting theory. And I mean, rich people do be sneaky.
The other this was the thing that really got me. Did you read about the Yandex theory?
Yes.
And if you took the stock keeping unit number, so like the barcode number, stuck it in Yandex, which is a search engine, and then images of people would come up, and that was meant to be the person that you were purchasing.
Oh my God. Either the internet are very clever or they're very, very creative.
It's causation, isn't it? Again, very easy to find a link And as soon as you find it, all the other theories just confound, and, you know, you're only ever going to prove a theory that you really believe in.
Well, yeah. I severely hope it's not true. But I saw a thing today where this dude was like someone that didn't really go for it. And until he was like working in the bank, and this woman would come in and like in cash put in like 12 grand every week or so, and then do a wire transfer directly to Wayfair. And she did this like 12 times in the space of like maybe 2 months. And he was like, yeah, and always to Wayfair. He's like, you're absolutely money laundering children, aren't you? Like,
sir.
I mean, I'm all about, I like listening to conspiracy theories, and I don't always believe them.
I mean, I'd like to believe that, I don't know why I want to believe some of them, because some of them are fundamentally fucked up, but a little bit of you wants to believe that the internet has like uncovered this cool, massive thing.
Well, it's again, falling back to what we were saying earlier about these Pandora papers, like that stuff's probably been out already for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, Reddit got a hold of it months ago.
That's what I mean. So there must be some theories that are actually real.
It's got to be, and it's got to be like one of the wacky ones as well. Not one of the rational, well thought out ones. No, one of the absolute nutjob ones.
You've only got to look at some of the things they came out with from like the Cold War.
Yeah.
MK Ultra.
Yeah. I mean, some of that shit's just wacky.
I wonder how many. I always think, like, the question of, like, oh, if you had a superpower, what would your superpower be? I think about it a lot of the time, and, like, one of the options is always to know everything, or, like, to know every language, like, just to know everything, to be able to look at something and go, I know that, to have all the knowledge, and then realize it'd be a fucking pain in the ass burden, because you'd be looking at, like, a dead language from some artifacts that you've just found, because you knew exactly where to dig. And you'd be translating them like fluently, and people would be like, you've literally shown us no proof, so you're wrong. And just knowing something without being able to prove it, that'd be frustrating as fuck.
I mean, that sounds horrific.
Yeah.
That's the same reason why I wouldn't want to live forever.
Yeah.
Because you like watch all your people around you die, and you'd remember shit like, you're like, oh, I remember where my half pennies went.
Well, that's how I went off on a tangent, actually, because I had like half that conversation in my own brain. But I was meant to start by saying, like, I wonder what's going to happen in the future. I'd love to just know what advances we're going to have, or what conspiracies are going to uncover to like turn out to be true, and then realised we'd be dead, and that's unfortunate. But if I knew everything right now, that'd be a fucking cool power, but it'd be a burden.
I'd rather have teleportation.
Oh, yeah.
But would it have to, like, recharge, or...?
Well, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but...
I, weirdly enough, was thinking about this today as well, because I wanted to get, like, from one side of this busy roundabout to another side of this busy roundabout.
Are you joking?
The pissy underpass, because it's disgusting. I was like, if I could,
you want to teleport from one side of the road to the other?
Well, no, that's what started me thinking.
Are you a fucking chicken?
That's what got
Mate,
me thinking.
Have
about
you
it.
Seen like, her cross the fucking road?
I run.
Why do you do me like this?
But no, it's just what got me thinking about it. Because I was like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if I could just poop and get to the other side of this busy fucking road in rush hour? And then I was thinking, like, oh, that would be such a waste of a teleport. And thought, is there like a recharge feature? So like if you wanted to teleport to the Bahamas, you had to save up in the same way you had to save up money by like charging up your teleportation battery to get the distance.
I have never thought that deep about it. I've always just thought it was a, you've just got that power now.
Oh,
I kind of thought actually it would be more like, have you seen Jumper?
Yeah.
Where it probably takes, if you've got to like teleport something large, it might take a lot more concentration rather than a recharge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would always do.
Yeah, apparently I've thought way too fucking much about this. I do. I'm just, again, I need to stop having half a conversation in my own fucking head.
You really do. Come on, let's go deep into Katie's brain.
Please don't.
Let's go deep. Let's find out what's really going on.
I don't say that just
in,
after you.
In the world of Katie. Why are you thinking about these special powers, Katie? Oh, what are you running from? What are you escaping from? I've done a week of psychology courses. I know what I'm doing.
I need to stop having half a conversation in my own brain before like sharing with the fucking room, because I do it all the time. Like I'll just be having a conversation, well, sitting in nearly silence with someone and just turn around and go, yeah, that'd be weird, man. And no one will know what I'm talking about.
Does this happen a lot, Kay?
So much.
Are you sure there's not people you are talking to that no one else can see?
I have a very active brain, man. Not in the right areas. I could do with it being like distributed a bit better, but the wheel's always turning, but not necessarily a cog fashion. Smooth.
The lights smooth are on, but no one's home.
Oh, sometimes I do be smooth braining it.
Oh, fuck. I've been watching a Netflix about mushrooms, like psychoactive mushrooms. And it is definitely something I want to try.
So what, do I. I've got a had a tracking app thing that shows you when was the best conditions to forage in this country.
I mean, I know I will poison myself if I. I have found mushrooms in the woods before, but they're not. Apparently, I found edible ones, but not psychoactive ones.
Hmm.
But like, I wouldn't trust myself.
I mean, this app is well. I said this app. This website is really good.
Oh, FYI, it's called Fantastic Fungi.
Okay, I follow so many fucking mushroom influencers. Just like normal mushrooms, not even psychedelic mushrooms.
Oh, this is great because it's like proper. They show you little, like, psychoactive, like, you remember, like, Windows Media Player when it did all the colour shit? It would do that while someone's talking about tripping, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is what I want.
I'm going to send a link to this map, because it's really freaking just impressive to look at.
So I'm kind of teetering with the idea that for my stag do, that I just go camping with a load of people and we all just take mushrooms.
Oh, man, I won't. Can you just invite me on yours?
Well, yeah, of course. I've got no problem with having a mixed-gendered stag do.
Thanks, man.
I mean, it does sound pretty cool.
Like, I do kind of want everyone to be on it at once.
We didn't do the hypocast.
That sounds very irresponsible.
Well, this is why everyone has to be on it at once, because otherwise Katie just becomes a drug nanny and she has a bad time.
Yeah, I am such a drug nanny. Everyone tries to feed me drugs and I just look after their belongings.
See, that's not fun.
I have a great time.
Catch that slippery fish.
He was so sweaty.
Oh, you're still talking about Vinny. The sweaty
not
fish.
By name, I wasn't, no.
Wait, are we recording again? I didn't realise we were recording again.
Fuck's sake.
What?
Why are you being so loud for?
Yeah.
Who, me? Someone's,
yeah, you. I've got to try and edit this afterwards and you're screaming in the microphone.
Relax. Take it easy.
Take some mushrooms.
Right. Smoke. From Hollywood.
Oh my god. I've literally... I'm looking at this map, which is the magic mushroom map.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone else. For Simon, who's listening. And I'm literally about 5 minutes away from a mushroom picking spot.
Yeah, man, and that's based on today's weather forecast.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, they've matched the dates and coordinates of, like, historical Liberty Cap growth, along with records on data and habitat, so, like, land coverage, elevation, soil acidity, and whether the temperature and rainfall is adequate for them to grow, because they grow pretty quick. And someone's mapped it all out and made an algorithm. It's really fucking cool.
It's pretty cool. I mean, the Welsh must be loving it. They're red.
Absolutely. No, it's really good. They're for Liberty Cap mushrooms. It's fun. I mean, there's a lot of grey near me.
Yeah,
the
but,
entire south.
But it's, that's, it says unlikely. At least it's not grey.
Yeah.
Blank.
London is just dead.
Well, yeah, because it's concrete.
I know. Look, do you know what? Sure, fucking speaking of concrete, plants piss me off, right? I've got a bonsai tree sitting here going, if you change the humidity by a fucking inch, I will simply die. And then you've got fucking plants just growing in pavement.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, man.
Yeah, because fucking it's tree. Outdoors. Plants aren't meant to be kept indoors.
Well, my little tree do be thriving, but it is a full-time parenting job to keep this fucking tree alive.
I was just on a website. No, it wasn't that. I was just on a website, and I've got the volume up full, and an advert started playing at full volume, and yikes. I shit my pants.
R.I.P. What were you going to say?
Your pantaloons. I cannot remember, to be honest with you. Great it was job. About the bonsai tree. It was just a meme of, like, I can survive in any conditions known to man. I think I'm allergic to tap water.
I love my little tree. It's a good tree.
Look, I've still got my little cactus that I had from the flat.
Aww.
It's now about 8 inches tall and keeps curling over on itself, which is weird.
You've still got your little prick, Ben.
Fuzzy cactus.
It is a bit of a prick.
I got my weird fuzzy cactus that I didn't realise was like a midnight bloomer thing. So like every now and then, a big fuck off fuzzy stem will grow out of it and bloom a flower overnight and then die in the morning.
Oh yeah, that does happen.
Mm. It's cute though. Oh. So.
Sorry, I'm reading about the Liberty Caps and what the common misconceptions of picking them are.
It's a really interesting website, and it's really well thought out. Someone whoever's put it together is really into the hobby.
I mean, yeah, I know people that grow them anyway, like indoors, but it just sounds painful trying to do it.
It does, and it feels like a
tight balance to get it right.
Hmm. Well, you can get the spores online, because obviously you're going to want to study them under a microscope.
For ornamental use only.
Of course.
So, what is your topic, Katie?
I was talking about Wayfair and conspiracy theories and shit.
And the magic mushroom map. Yeah.
The fuck is your topic?
Mine was the...
That you bought a coat from a charity shop.
Shut up, leave the coat alone, okay? It needs your respect.
Imagine going into that with nothing.
I'm still disappointed.
In what?
My response.
No. I'm often disappointed in you. It's fine.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Describe yourself with a I am sentence with five words.
Including the I am or excluding the I am?
Excluding.
I am happy in my own personal space.
There we go. For a second there, what I thought you were going
to... You were going to... Thought I was going to what, Katie?
Thought you were going to say that you were, like, happy and then realised that this wasn't going to... That's not what you were going to say. And then it went to in my own space, which is just translation for fuck people.
Exactly. Exactly. If that isn't the moral of this podcast, I don't know what is.
I thought it was going into a lie and then it turned out to be a complete curveball, but it went where I thought it was going to go. It's fine.
Yeah. It did not go where I thought it was going.
Did you think that I was going to forget the I am or something like that?
No, I honestly thought you'd turned a corner in your life.
I thought you were going to say I'm happy and content with myself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought he was going to say.
Let's be real, guys. No.
Yeah, fair. I don't know what I expected. But I'm trying to think of mine. I don't really know. What's yours then?
I don't know. I really struggled with it today. So,
is this another interview question?
This was literally in the course I'm doing, and it was talking about how you see yourself, and it was also leading into like questions about yourself and how other people view you. And I was just sat there, just staring at some woman's forehead on a tube. Obviously, she didn't realise what I was staring at, but I was deep in thought, staring at her big forehead. And I was just like, I am, and I couldn't figure it out. I was just like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My first thought was the queen of self-deprecation, because...
That's fair.
I really am good at it. Ironically, I guess.
Ironic, non-ironic.
Yeah, I don't know.
So many ironics that you don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? It's like rain.
I knew you were going to fucking quote Alanis Morissette. How did I know?
Because it's ironic, don't you think?
It's because it's predictable.
I am not predictable in the slightest bit. I want you to rescind that comment.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Rescind the comment.
Who's your boy?
Catherine.
It's not my boy.
No. Aaron, who's your boy?
Who's my boy?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, who's my boy?
What's your... If it's not Jericho... Okay, if it's not wrestling...
Pardon. What?
You.
Jigoko?
No, I'm saying either wrestling or puns. They're very easy to predict what's going to come out of your mouth. It's going to be a wrestling reference or a pun.
Oh, you're going for my personality, are you? Is that what you're going for? Is this what we're doing?
Yeah, or lack thereof.
Well, buggy or you know, whatever else is the flavour of the month.
I have many.
Oh, Ben, did Katie tell you what she bought at the weekend?
No.
Ah, well, let me tell you. Let me ruin it for you. She bought a fucking shopping trolley.
Oh,
what,
yeah,
like a tiny one?
Trolley. No. A full-size granny trolley.
Yeah, man, that shit's practical. Christmas
shopping. What's wrong with that?
Ben, you're supposed to have my back in the sort of level of disappointment.
Mate, you've bought a 25-year-old TNA coat. You can't come to me talking about a shopping trolley.
Fuck. I told you that in confidence, Ben.
Mate, my shopping trolley is going to make the Christmas shopping a breeze.
Yeah, well, at least I'm going to be nice and warm in my 25-year-old TNA coat.
Yeah, someone straight up died in that. Like.
Yeah, and do you know what? That fills me with a little bit more warmth. At least I know that they didn't die of hypothermia. Because that coat is toasty.
They were probably old and shit themselves.
Well, it's a good thing it doesn't go down past the knees.
It does! It goes past the arse.
Shut the fuck up! Let me have the coat. I've already washed it twice.
I'm glad you
breezed the shit out of it.
I'm glad you like the coat. I told you you'd like charity shopping.
Oh, don't tell me what I like and dislike.
I told you you'd have fun.
Oh, God damn it.
It's always fun to be had.
I don't know how I feel about this. Fun.
You love that coat.
There's another thing I was learning about today as well, and it's about predicting feelings. So, obviously, it's difficult to know how we feel about certain things, and we tend to overestimate or underestimate how we feel about things. And apparently, according to studies, it's more likely that the people around us get it right. So, like, how much you like someone... can be misconstrued by your brain, where your flatmates will know whether or not you're going to last.
I know what's going on here. Ben. Ben. I know what you're doing.
Get to it.
No, I know what he's doing, and I'm giving him the heads up right this minute that he needs to stop.
Stop what?
You know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
It also goes with, you know, when you go shopping when you're hungry.
For fuck's sake.
It's exactly the same. That if you eat before you go, you're not going to impulse buy a load of shit.
I mean, that is fair.
What the fuck did I miss?
Don't worry about it.
What?
So,
me and Ben... Yeah, Ben knows. That's all you need to know. Ben knows. Ben knows. I know exactly where he's driving that point.
I have got a 1 week degree in social psychology.
What the fuck did I miss?
Don't want just Katie. This is one of those things where you can just let it slide. Okay.
I think it'd be funnier if I didn't.
No, I think it'd be funny if you did. And I'll catch you up on it later on.
He won't.
No, he won't. Ben will have to do the honours.
No, Ben does not have to do any honours.
I'd quite like it if he did.
No, because I feel at this point I've made too much of a big deal about it and it's going to be very anticlimactic.
Well, my phone's died, so I can't carry on reading my social psychology lecture to you, so... Go on, Aaron. Fill us full of joy.
Fill us in.
So, my topic of debate or discussion is...
Is it maths?
No.
Maths debate.
Fuck you guys! I try not to bring my hobbies and daytime activities into podcast time, okay?
That sounds like a great idea.
Isn't it always your night activities as well? Is it just not all your activities?
wanking isn't purely for the nighttime, Ben. Come on. Jeez.
Yeah, but you said day and I didn't mention night.
Well, you know.
Who's got the energy to have a wank at night?
I do.
Me? That's how I sleep.
Yeah, jinx. See? Buy me a Coke.
Oh. It's good. Night night. It's like, I was about to say night night, nurse.
Night night.
It is pretty much guys off button.
I do sometimes to get to sleep, but also, like, I don't want to have to get up to pee.
Pee before?
No. I mean, I'll still need to pee after.
Yeah, still get up to, you know.
Wait, do you not pee, like, do you not go for a piss after having a wank?
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking to you. You are a stickler for hygiene. Ben!
I used to, I can't be bothered anymore.
Aww.
I mean, I barely get up to clean the mess.
I just sleep with it on my chest.
He just adds men's nappies to the fucking shopping list, doesn't he?
We've got socks that, I mean, if a few more loads and it'll become sentient.
Daddy! Like, ooh.
In the incinerator you go, son.
Not again.
Burn.
So my question is, what is your weirdest brand crossover that comes to mind?
What?
Two brands that any normal time you wouldn't really think would have any business to do with each other, but they crossed over and had some kind of abomination love child.
Oh, something did something recently and it confused the fuck out of me. Oh, that's going to annoy me. I don't know what it is.
I'm staring at two right in front of me at the moment. I'm looking at a bag of Walker's KFC flavoured Max Crisps.
They're banging. I will not hear another word against it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, like, my initial thought, I was like, that sounds terrible. That sounds like disgusting in the bag. But yeah, no, they're not too bad. They're not too bad. They're just like Max flavoured roast chicken Walkers.
But with paprika in it.
Is that one of the Colonel's spices? Is that one of his 10 secret spices that I'm tasting?
I wish my phone wasn't dead because I actually have a list of what the spices are.
I don't know why I feel the need to bring this fucking fact up every time this comes up. But have you seen KFC on Twitter?
Yeah.
They go a bit savage sometimes. A lot of the fast food.
You're thinking of Wendy's.
Oh yeah, Wendy's does go savage. I do like looking at the Wendy's Twitter every now and then.
You should, Aaron, because it doesn't seem like you know. You should go and look at KFC's website and see who they follow.
No, yeah, Twitter. Go to their
Twitter. Oh, yes. They follow the Spice Girls, don't they?
And like some okay, so they follow Jerry Halliwell, Melanie Brown, Emma Bunton, and Mel C, and Victoria Beckham. And then, just fucking like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dudes called Herb.
That brings me so much joy.
They're the only people they follow on Twitter.
So what, we can decipher that there's, what, 4 spices and 6 herbs?
5.
What?
5 spices.
There's 5 Spice Girls, Aaron.
There is?
Yeah.
LC, yeah. Jerry Halliwell, who's...
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, okay.
All right, so who was your Spice Girl crush?
Emma Bunton.
Jerry.
It was a tie between Jerry and Emma.
See, I was more of a Posh Spice.
Really?
Yeah, I had that thing about her just looking stuck up.
You subby little fuck. I mean, I wasn't meant to say it like that.
I mean... Damn, Ben, you've just enlightened the childhood sort of knock on the door.
That's where it came from.
Yeah. What are you doing in my house?
I want waffle fries.
Yeah, that That is an enlightenment that I didn't think I would ever have. But there we go. Yeah, yeah. Another one. When I say Bic, what do you think of?
Pen.
Pen.
How did they get into the razor game?
I was going to say all razor.
Plastics.
Yeah.
Cheap plastics.
Yeah. Okay. Fair.
Because they also do lighters as well.
When I think of pens, I don't think of Bic, I think of Biro.
No, when I think of pens, I think of Parker Pen.
Or Stabilo, or whatever. I don't really think of
Mitsubishi.
Bic.
AC units.
Yeah, and cars.
Like, you really fucking did that on purpose, Ben. You know what you did, shitbag.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yamaha.
Well, they make guitars and they also make bikes. Like, what the fuck kind of crossover is that?
And pianos. They're like one of the... Yeah. They're like leading in pianos and bikes. It's weird.
Could you imagine, like, a mix-up at the factory?
Okay, Honda.
The Honda Jazz.
So, cars and robotics.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not too far away.
It is. Really is.
I mean, dialing it in a little bit, I'm currently looking at a can of Chupa Chups.
What?
Strawberry, I don't know, sort of fizzy pop. It's an American drink. Like, I got it from an American sweet shop. But, yeah, like, they make lollipops. I didn't think they would make, you know, canned drinks, but... They do.
It's just going to be the flavour, isn't it? They keep making fucking like Chupa Chups shower gel and lip balm and stuff.
Oh, and candles. And Maxwell's? Maxwell's? Wax melts.
Bath salts.
But yeah, Aaron, weird crossovers. Yeah, go on.
Can you get me a garlic bread Yankee candle?
Why don't you just constantly be making garlic bread?
Because I've become more fatter than I already am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Avon used to sell books.
I could probably hit up my candle guy. I can see what I can sort you out with.
Yeah, hook me up, bro.
I didn't know this, but Nokia technically used to make paper before they started making phones.
Yeah. Did you know what the Nintendo company originally started as?
I've heard it before, but I can't think of it.
Card game?
Yep, playing cards.
Playing cards.
Oh.
Yeah, some weird ones like that. Have you got any that you can think of at the top of your head, Ben?
No, but I feel like that question you just asked me literally sprung forward in my mind as you were saying it. There was quite a few like that. Trying to think.
Have you got are you loudly playing elevator music to try and help you think?
That's his thinking music, yeah.
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 Hasbro used to sell textiles.
Hmm.
Instead of toys.
It's like I think this is obviously on another tangent, but do you know the origins of Fanta?
I feel like I do, and I don't know if it was debunked.
No. If I'm fairly sure I've probably told you this.
Is it fantasies? But
I think I know. It was during the war, wasn't it?
Yeah. During World War II. They, the Coca-Cola company, obviously used to provide beverages to the battlefront. And they used to have Coke machines, which would just have the syrup and it would be portable and all that shit. And to get around not giving the Nazis Coke, because obviously they didn't want to be associated with the Nazis, they created Fanta. As a different
I thought it was because they couldn't produce the syrup that made Coke.
No, they didn't want to be associated with the Nazis. This is basically it. They didn't want the good name of Coca-Cola to be associated with the Nazis, so they created Fanta.
Are you sure? Because I genuinely remember reading that it was just because they couldn't source the syrup that made the, like, the post mix for Coke. So they made a new one.
I like the idea that they just made Fanta for the Nazis, okay? Just go with that. It sounds a lot better.
Yeah, fuck facts.
Well, I'd rather live in a daydream where the Coca-Cola company went, yeah, I don't think we should make Coke for the Nazis. Let's give them something else. Let's give them an orange beverage instead, because that's quite plain.
So I've gone back to your previous question, and I've searched up on the Googles. 15 companies originally sold something else. So what do you think Avon used to sell?
I literally mentioned this one.
Did you?
Yes.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention because I was searching.
Go on, what did they make? Because I'll be honest with you, I don't... Yeah, no. I don't
Aaron wasn't listening to me either, so go on, tell us all again.
Are you... Well, no, is this a case of we weren't listening, or is it a case of you had this conversation in your head again?
I literally found the same article as Ben.
Oh, okay. What did Avon originally make?
No, Ben's got it in front of him. Go on, have your moment. No.
Kate's already had a moment.
Now we'll fucking never know.
That's fine.
Oh, come on. I'm the only one that doesn't know.
It doesn't change much, then.
For fuck's sake.
Have you done any others, Katie, on this?
No, no one was listening to me.
So do you know how Wrigley's the chewing gum started?
Yeah, they were selling baking soda. And he was giving away, the creator was giving away this free, like, chewy sweet to sell his baking soda. And then no one gave a shit because they liked the chewing gum more. So they ignored the baking soda. And he started making chewing gum instead.
It's like you already knew.
They used to sell books, Aaron. It was fucking books. Avon used to sell books. Kind of interesting, to be fair.
I did slightly drop out there for a second.
Oh my god, Aaron, they sold books. Avon sold books.
Okay, Avon sold books, fine. What did Wrigley's originally done? Baking soda?
No, there is some shit.
Yeah, they're all American brands, that's why I kind of ditched the article.
Yeah, I like reading about weird sort of crossovers.
It's kind of fun
like
to know like how things used to be, because we like consider them name like house names for shit, and it's just weird to think that it wasn't like that.
Oh, that reminds me of something. I want to make sure I've got the right company. It was Hoover. That's it. So, do you know Hoover is obviously the vacuum cleaner?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the early 1990s, they offered 2 complimentary round-trip tickets to the United States worth £600 to any customer purchasing at least £100 of Hoover products.
Huh.
So, they were obviously in the result of an economic downturn and was counting on most customers spending more than £100. And then deferring on completing the application and not meeting its exact terms. So what was happening was people was buying them, just a bare minimum, then filling it all in. The results was disastrous for the 84-year-old company, who had to cancel the ticket promotions after consumers had already bought the products, filled in the forms, and applied for millions of pounds worth of tickets. And then there was loads of legal actions brought towards them, and the problem was a lot of people only bought the Hoover to get the tickets and then sold the Hoovers online, well, not online, in the papers for half the price.
Oh, devaluing the vacuum. Oh.
Yeah. Because originally they did it for like a free flight to like France, and then they thought, oh, we'll just get, you know, take the piss, make it impossible for anyone to actually get the flight tickets to America, and then people were actually managing to do it.
Oh, gutted, man.
Well, not gutted, you know. False advertisement, wasn't it?
Yeah, but imagine. Oh.
Okay, this is sort of feeding into Katie's sort of thing of I'm a two-track personality, but did you know who originally got offered
it's going to be a wrestler based on what you just said.
Deal. It's either that or a fucking meme.
Who? I'm not going to know them. Am I going to know them?
Was it...
You are.
Was it Mike Tyson?
They are a household name.
That's a boxer, then.
Wrestler. I think early 90s.
I don't know any fucking wrestlers. Was it this?
You do.
Is it the big one?
Think of the big one. Early 90s.
I don't fucking know.
Late 80s.
Is it Mr. 90s? Mustache?
Are you referring to the...
And that sounds about right.
Mighty Hulk Hogan.
Oh, great. Mr. Mustache.
If you are correct, sir. It was originally supposed to be... It was originally supposed to be Hulk Hogan's grill. But he declined it because he thought it was a stupid, stupid idea. So, yeah. And then... Yep.
George Foreman is known better for a grill than for what he was doing as a sports person.
I didn't know that that was a thing.
Did you not?
No. Oops.
It's going to be like Mo Farah. He's going to be more known for corn mints than running at some point.
Yeah. There was a really fucking stupid ad campaign. I can't remember what it was, but it basically made the company go bust. It's gonna piss me off. Other than, like, obviously, New Coke.
Oh, New Coke was fucking horrendous.
Mm. No, you wouldn't have, because it was in 1975. But... Because it's a notorious ad campaign that went fucking horrific.
We're talking about ad campaigns, Aaron. We're not talking about actually trying it.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, we've had New Coke, and it's called Coke Zero.
How do you know?
I like Coke Zero better than Diet Coke.
I'm fairly sure I do remember seeing...
What they did with Coke is they basically made a new formula, and it was sweeter. And they'd said, like, fucking hundreds of thousands of people had tried it and given it, like, glowing reviews. And then it was, like, too fucking sweet and people fucking hated it. And, like, the general public managed to get Pepsi to get Coke to change it back to the old formula because everyone fucking hated it so much.
Feels like that of our time is the Sonic film.
They should never have taken cocaine out of the recipe. What?
God damn it, Katie. Imagine if cocaine was still part of Coke. I mean, it's got the same addictive person. they've already captured the same
I don't think so.
Nature of it, but still.
No?
Come on, let's be honest. Well, you know, we all know people who... have taken cocaine, so you know. Do you know anyone that sucked a dick for a can of Coke?
Aaron, I swear to God,
I'm fairly sure we know a few.
I'm sorry, I've just read something I need to fucking share in terms of terrible ad campaigns. In 2007, a California radio station held a contest called "Hold Your Wii for a Wii," like the console. Where they were promised a Nintendo Wii for whoever could drink the most water without going to the loo.
Did someone die?
Oh my god, yeah.
Good.
They died from water intoxication. She was 28.
Did they get sued?
Yeah, millions. Absolutely millions.
I mean, imagine, you know, being St. Peter and, you know, somebody rocks up at the pearly gates and it's like, okay, what did you die of? Well, my bladder exploded, basically.
It's not that your bladder explodes. It says that the blood in your veins turns to water.
Yeah. You can literally drown yourself as well. Okay. You can aspirate if you drink too much water. Mm-hmm. It'll just get into your lungs.
And that's why, kids, when you're doing ecstasy, you should not follow the thirsty train. You should sip your water. Choo choo. No glug glug. Are you having a piss? Who's having a piss on my microphone?
Not me.
Oh, God.
Nobody's having a piss, then. I was washing a knife.
Weirdly better.
So much better.
Call that a knife.
That's a spoon.
This is a knife. Ah, see, you played knifey spoony before.
Oh no, I didn't realise Nike did an oops. They had an ad campaign with like people running saying their bodies were a weapon.
Gone.
And one of the athletes in the ad, his caption read, "I am the bullet in the chamber." And then he went on to like murder people using a gun.
Nice.
And, like, Nike got some backlash. They did it before it happened, but they were like, that got dug up.
There's loads of them. There was one I was looking here earlier, was a Dove campaign, and they literally have someone of a black complexion pulling off their brown t-shirt to reveal their white underneath.
Jesus.
And it was like, you'll be clean with Dove. I was like, oh.
What?
Well, in 2015, the American like holiday catalog Bloomingdale's had an ad with like a woman looking away and a man glaring at her, and the caption literally just says, "Spike your best friend's eggnog when they're not looking." What the fuck? What?
I mean, there's got to be dedicated London pages to advertising. Yeah.
I just know there was one that really fucking just closed down a whole company. Do you remember fucking Dasani water?
Oh, yeah.
And how it got fucking banned.
Nope.
I didn't think it got banned.
It got banned in this country.
Was it the false advertising?
In Dasani water.
Yeah, but wasn't it because they were using tap water?
They were using
it mineral water.
It was Coca-Cola water, and yeah, they called tap water mineral water, but it had salt in it. It was literally made to dehydrate you.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it got banned in this country, and it is still for sale in America because they just do not care.
Yeah, because when they have a bottle of water, they don't care that they're paying over the top for I say fresh, but...
Oh my God. I've just seen the picture of the Dove advertisement that you were talking about, Ben.
Someone should have got fired for that.
I mean, I think Kat Von D also did a lipstick that was fucking awful. Because it was like, let your makeup do all the work or something. And it was just a black woman in a cotton field, man. It was like, don't be a slave to something, and it was like, fucking hell.
Yeah, that's fucking terrible.
I mean, Pepsi capitalized off of like police brutality, made an advert laughing it off.
Oh, yeah, I did see that too. I mean, it's just all shit, isn't it? Really.
Do you remember? I actually remember seeing this when fucking EA fucking gave away Brass Knuckles.
The Godfather 2.
Yeah.
And then forgetting that they're illegal in most of America.
Yeah.
Fucking terrible.
So stupid.
Oh my God. January 2018, H&M appeared at the centre of a racism scandal caused by a printed hoodie top with the words "coolest monkey in the jungle" being modelled by a little black boy.
I remember that. Well, do you not remember when, what was it? Urban Outfitters, I think it was Urban Outfitters. Not only were they selling Native American headdresses as fashion, firstly. Secondly, they very recently, after a school shooting, made a t-shirt with the school's logo on it covered in fake blood. Yeah.
Oh,
they're constantly doing dumb shit. Constantly. Yes! I remember hearing about this because it was in America, not here. It was in 1996 and Pringles bought out a fat-free version. But they were just laxatives and people were just shitting themselves.
Are you joking?
Yeah, people, like handstands in the shower kind of laxatives. Like these were causing like stomach cramps and diarrhea and like really making people unwell. I don't know what they put in them or removed from them, but yeah, they were causing people to like have violent diarrhea.
That's fucking terrible. I still remember when they actually used to sell them fat binder pills.
They still sell them.
Oh, they're fucking disgusting.
They still do them on prescription.
I couldn't think of anything worse than having a greasy shit.
Oh.
Do you know what they are, Aaron? They're a little tablet which basically all the food that you eat has fat in it. It binds it together and you poop it out. So you're just pooping out fat.
So it just passes through you without absorbing.
That sounds horrific. That sounds horrific. Although I would be interested in trying.
You'd never be able to trust a fart, would you?
Nope. Oh, I found some good ones. Do you know what DuPont is?
What, sorry?
Do you know what DuPont is, the company?
No.
Well, they're a company that used to... They sell quite a lot of things, but this one, they're advertising cellophane. And there's a picture of a stork holding a baby wrapped up in cling film.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
So this was obviously way before TV, but fucking hell. There's a Nivea one here. It's like the invisible under your arm sprays so you don't get it on black dresses. And the tagline is "White is pure."
Oh no. Oh no. I mean, Windows Vista in itself was terrible. I didn't even need a bad ad to make it bad.
No, I like looking up some of these because some of them are definitely questionable.
Like, more than one person had to approve them, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that DuPont ad was in 1953 because there's another one with them wrapping up free babies.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Here's a good tagline from Reebok. Have you said this one, Katie?
No.
Okay. Cheat on your girlfriend, not on your workout.
Oh my God. Oh, what do I print out on my little fucking sticker printer?
Oh, you got a little thermal printer?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. I want one.
They're really good, man. Just get it. Don't think about it. Just get
it. How much was it?
£15 and £3 shipping.
Oh, fucking link me up, girl.
Yeah, I will. It's in the shape of a cat, but you can get past that, right?
Oh, as I give a fuck about shape of printers.
They're really good. And on Amazon, you can get 6 rolls of thermal sticky paper. So it's literally like a peel-off sticker.
I'm totally game.
Yeah, man.
I have no idea what I'm going to write. Is it a Bluetooth job?
Yeah, you can print pictures and stuff.
Oh, this is amazing.
Right.
It's what I needed ever since the Game Boy Color print.
Literally, it's literally that. It's that. It's a little bit. It's the exact same thing, and I love it so much. I just printed out a bunch of stickers and stuck them on my notebook at work today for no reason.
It does feel weird that technology like that has been around for donkey's years is now portable.
But it's not new, it's just affordable.
It's just cheap now, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about this. Way of phrasing it. Pure Gym. Do you remember this one? This was last year.
Oh my god, yeah.
The 12 years of slave workout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron could have just been well on his knowledge.
I doubt it. Aaron's not knowledgeable about anything.
Yeah.
Aww.
Except wrestling. I'll give you that.
Whoa,
one.
Fuck you, buddy. I didn't say the pure, what? You know.
Of what?
Obliviousness.
What?
What?
What's happening?
You can't win, Aaron. I have a week's worth of psychology.
Yeah, I know. For fuck's sake.
I like this bit. This is a good bit.
Look, that's what I want the thermal printer for.
Black and white printer as well.
Oh my.
So it's till roll size. How are you going to find a fucking photo frame for that?
I'll use lollipop sticks.
Fuck's sake.
Oh my god. So this is Snapchat, and it's would you rather slap Rihanna or punch Chris Brown?
Both.
Or
your dog, please, and thank you.
But what if she's standing there under her umbrella? Brella.
If we laugh, we'll only encourage him.
Umbrella.
No, the other guy.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Brown. Or Ben. Oh. I mean, Chris Brown is a scumbag.
So, how are we all feeling about... Ah, Kelly.
Oh, God. At least I'm richer than him.
Nods.
At least my net worth is higher than his.
Oh, I haven't actually seen his net worth, is it? Is it abysmal now?
It is minus 2 million.
It's minus what?
2 million. I don't know.
Wow. That's what you get for nonce and kids.
It is what you get for nonce and kids. Debt.
I mean, it's weird how much that probably is going to still fluctuate. Like, he's minus 2 million today. Probably in a year's time,
he'll probably settle down back up. A lot of cases.
Yeah, but you got to think people will still be listening to his music. He will still have Spotify and what?
Yeah, but they probably
deals
they take away non-royalties
unless
sometimes.
They blacklist him.
Very glitter, but sometimes.
No.
Gary Glitter
still got money for it. What was the? There we go. Yeah, I knew there was a DC film that fucked up.
So, like, how much do you listen to, like, Lost Prophets, let's be honest?
Well, never.
I mean, I'd just be, like, grooving away to a song. I'm like, I recognise this song. Oh, no. Oh, no, I remembered.
Yeah, oh, no. Oh, no, no,
I've not
no.
heard this song in ages. I wonder why. Why did I stop listening to... Oh.
Oh, it's Last Train Home.
Literally. It's sad, but it is what it is.
We grew up in a very nonce era for music.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, all the pop punk,
icons of our childhood are noncing it up right now.
I mean, who else?
What do you mean, who else?
Who else besides Ian Watkins?
Oh. There's a bunch of non-tech accusations.
I thought you were insinuating who else is going to nudge the kids. I was like, oh. No one. No one, Aaron. No one should be.
If it's not the pop punks, who else is going to take the mantle of the nonce?
Oh, Kelly, obviously. Oh, dear. What have we become?
I was trying to think of a, I don't, well, it was a bad idea, let's put it this way. It's like, who do you think is a nonce but hasn't been outed as one? Who's like somebody blatantly obvious that we've gone, but nobody's called him out
Fred
yet.
Durst.
See, I'd lean more towards Axl Rose.
All those fucking falling in reverse dickheads, have they been outed yet? Because I'm pretty sure they're paedophiles.
What?
What?
Well, I don't know why I thought it was something that was worth searching, but I put possible nonces into Google.
Oh, no.
Apparently, a nonce means a number added to a hash target. So, in cryptographic, in Bitcoin and all that, you get a nonce.
Oh, no.
And the first, so as I was typing it, goes, it's the suggested would, what happened if there is no nonce in the blockchain? I was just like,
So, Ben. Yes. Are you kind of in a roundabout way saying that you've been noncing for the last 6 months?
I have definitely not been noncing. I will not have any allegations. But what I will say is, in this Wikipedia article for Bitcoin, it says X and Y, X and Y. The term, the golden nonce, most likely evolved. So out there, there is the golden nonce. Oh my god, there's literally so much in here about who is the nonce. How possible, what's the possible big enough size of a nonce? Is it possible to run out of nonce?
I hope so.
I fucking hope so.
Oh, yoy, yoy. Jeez.
And then right at the bottom it says, Urban Dictionary, slang. I was like, there we go, that's what we were looking for. Do they have a word of the day on here? I feel like they should do.
What, an Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
Probably a random button.
I was
going to
say random button.
Yeah, there is a random button. I want a good word. Not someone's name where they've just... Okay, we'll do that.
Off their mate.
I'm going to put Aaron's name in too.
Should we each? Oh, no. I know there are some good ones.
Yeah, the first one's always a good one because I feel like people search up their own name and then like... The nice one. Oh, yours is boring.
Yeah, it is boring.
There is no way I can say any of that sentence.
Hold on, what about the second one as well?
I'm not talking about the second one.
Look at the second one.
My second one's not bad. I don't know.
Yeah.
What, the Thundercock? Right. Go down one, two... Free from yours, and then you read that one. Go on, read it out loud.
What, the man that gives zero fucks?
Hold on.
Are we talking about looking? The big pimping, never slipping, show stopping, penny dropping, often imitated, never duplicated?
No, below that one.
Yeah, I'm not saying the first sentence. I don't have a free pass for that word.
It's literally, yeah, any of that sentence. Here you go. A guy who looked up his own name to hype himself up, probably for his Snap story.
Aaron. In India, Aaron is a slang word for pimp. In North America, the name Aaron commands respect and fear. In Europe, Aaron means sexy in a flick.
Okay, so...
What the hell?
Katie, the total package. I won't carry on because it's just all cock-sucking dribble. Next one's Very Amazing Girl, X and Y.
Oh, jeez. Katie, have you been filling in fucking things on the Urban Dictionary? There's got to be some dodgy ones
there. God.
Mate, they're all copy and paste.
I guess Katie's a nice.
Oh no, mate.
There's one on here, and it's too spot on, if I'm honest. I don't even want to say it out loud. I just feel like I'm calling you out.
Go on.
Go on.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on this spiel then. Katie, the girl that can be self-conscious, it may not seem like it, because she is not like the other girls who fish for compliments. She fools you that she's confident, but she's really not. Katie's extremely hard on herself, but she's more than perfect on the inside and out, but she may not think this about herself. She looks in the mirror and sees all that's wrong with her. Teeth, eyes, hair, body, the list goes on. However, this girl is exactly opposite of who she thinks she is. Katie's absolutely stunning, so gorgeous, it's hard to believe that you can't take your eyes off her, and on the inside it's even better. She is shy, the nicest person with a huge heart. She cares about other people, is insecure to the point where it's all about what other people think of her. She hates how she cares so much, and she is adorable to love her to bits. She does not want to be loud, so she is shy and quiet at points. Everyone loves her, and an incredibly flawless personality, so everyone has lots of friends. Katie's so cute that she'll make you melt. With a beautiful smile, eyes that will look into forever. Be careful if you cross her, she may not hate you, but she is easily feared, so she will be scared of you. And this girl is someone you don't want to lose as a friend. And then more cocksucking dribble, blah, blah, blah.
Whoever wrote that was trying to get laid.
Oh, well, they've done about, what, 10 pages of it?
Jeez.
Whereas Ben...
Have you got mine up?
Yep.
Go on in, first one.
See, Ben, the duck overlord. He can perform mind control on ducks of all kinds. Look, it's Ben with his army of ducks again.
True words never been said. The second one, Ben, sad. Ben equals sad. Ben.
Some of them.
Is a Wexford slang for weirdo. Someone who confuses snooker with pool and plays totally towny, sneaky shots.
Oh.
All right. Ben is a serial killer.
Are men okay?
No. Yeah. I'm quite happy with my first one. I'll stick with that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, the Duck Overlord is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I'm reading through some of the other ones, and some of them are fucking terrible.
Right, so yeah. It's
Ben.
Yep.
Has a huge cock and can make it so hot that any girl that looks at him will instantly be wet. He is the ultimate sex god, and every single girl wants to fuck him.
See, when you started that sentence, I somehow started to imagine that I could heat my cock up to the point where I could cook food on it.
Literally, that's how I heard it as well.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one. Right.
Should we go for the random?
What?
Random words?
Go on, you go. Look, I'm tired. I want to go to bed.
Yeah, man.
So, Aaron, give us our outro with a final word.
Final word. So, the final word of this week, because I reckon we should make this a regular thing. I've been trying to find the regular thing for quite some time.
We've been doing it for like six of these. It's regular. You did it.
It's regular enough for you.
Shut
up. I just appreciate that you're trying, Aaron.
Me too.
I'm trying a bit, okay? Just let me try and have a bit.
A bit of what?
I don't really know, to be honest with you. I don't really know. But some of these random ones on Urban Dictionary are fucking terrible.
I thought you had one ready.
I mean, I was trying to find a good one, but they're all fucking terrible.
Oh, for God's sake. Have I got to find one instead of you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying myself. I'm trying so fucking hard. No. Go on, Ben. Usurp me. Usurp my duties.
I'm trying to aid you.
My phone's died.
Oh, are you fucking joking?
My phone.
All right. Have you ever heard of the alligator fuckhouse?
Ooh, right. No.
A daring sexual maneuver mid-coitus. One person bites the neck of the other, locks their arms and legs down, and goes into a death roll, all while maintaining insertion, like downshifting a car.
Like downshifting a car? What?
That's amazing.
I'm just reading it out. I didn't write it. And then the other term is a crack house where you fuck alligators. Fair.
Amazing. Wait, hold on. I need some clearance on this. Are the alligators crackheads, or is it crackheads with alligators in the house?
Well, I'll let you do the research, Aaron. You come back next week and tell us.
That's your topic for next week. Do your homework.
Excellent. I will do all the research.
Okay. Make sure you use a condom. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.